Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train barreling towards a future that doesn't even exist yet? Yeah, me too. But guess what? This podcast is all about hitting the brakes on those anxious spirals and finding peace in the present moment. And trust me, it makes a world of difference, especially when it comes to making decisions. Think about it. When you're stuck dwelling on the past or fretting about the future, how many times do you end up making decisions out of fear or regret? It's like trying to steer a ship while staring at the map instead of looking at where you are right now. Today, we're diving deep into focusing on the present moment for better decision making. It's going to be a game changer for your mind and your life. Here's the deal. The power of the present moment is seriously underestimated. When you're truly in the here and now, you're operating with clarity, intuition, and a sense of groundedness that allows you to make choices aligned with your true values and goals. It's like having a superpower. You're less likely to be swayed by fear, doubt, or the opinions of others because your focus is on what truly matters. Making a decision that serves you in this very moment. First things first, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just some trendy buzzword, it's the foundation for making present moment decisions. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Imagine yourself as a curious observer, simply noticing what's happening inside and outside of you. This practice helps quiet the mental chatter and creates space for clarity. Ever notice how sometimes you make impulsive decisions when you're stressed or overwhelmed? That's because you're not fully present. Taking a few deep breaths and grounding yourself in the present moment can help you approach situations with a calmer, more thoughtful perspective. Secondly, listen to your intuition. It's that inner voice that whispers guidance and wisdom. When you're present, you're more likely to hear subtle cues. It might be a feeling of excitement or a sense of knowing. Trust me, your intuition is like a built-in GPS for your life. It knows where you need to go. Thirdly, remember that every decision is an opportunity for growth. Instead of viewing decisions as daunting or stressful, try framing them as chances to learn and evolve. Even if things don't go exactly as planned, there are always valuable lessons to be gleaned from the experience. Think about it. Even those so-called mistakes have shaped you into the person you are today. Next up, let's talk about taking action. Don't get stuck in endless analysis paralysis. The present moment is a gift, use it. Make decisions and move forward with confidence. Remember, sometimes just taking the first step, even if it feels small, can create momentum and open doors to possibilities you never imagined. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Making good decisions is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, doubt yourself, or make choices you later regret. That's okay. The important thing is to learn from those experiences, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward with intention and grace. Let's talk about this. Picture this, you're at work, faced with a big decision that could impact your career. Your mind races with possibilities, anxieties, and what-ifs. Now imagine yourself taking a moment to breathe deeply, grounding yourself in the present, and trusting your intuition. You might even jot down those thoughts and feelings, acknowledging them without judgment. Then, you consider the options calmly, weighing the pros and cons based on your values and goals. You make a decision that feels aligned with your best self, not out of fear or pressure, but from a place of clarity and confidence. That's the power of focusing on the present moment. So, my overthinking friends, remember this. The power to make wise decisions rests within you. By embracing mindfulness, trusting your intuition, and staying grounded in the present, you can navigate life's complexities with grace and intention. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one way you plan to incorporate present moment awareness into your decision making today? Share your thoughts on social media using #OverthinkingDetox. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, keep that mind detox and those decisions clear.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.